right. We have some special guests in our community studio this morning.
Yes, from Healthy Peninsula, Lori Johnson and Susie Nutt Brown is with us. And coming up 1 week from tomorrow at the Blue Hill Public Library, special presentation all about fraud prevention, how to spot it, how to stop it in its tracks. Welcome, ladies. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you, Paul. Hi. And Mike and Star 97.7 for having us on the air again. So we can help promote the presentation we have coming up in partnership with the Blue Hill Public Library. And Susie and I are going to talk today a little bit about fraud prevention and how to stop these fraudsters in their tracks. I'm sure all of our listeners know somebody who has been scammed in the past, and we really want to put the information out there to try and prevent this. In 2024 alone, financial loss to older adults totaled almost $5 billion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and 4 out of 10 older adults are financially scammed every year. So we don't want that to continue. We want to do our part to see how we can prevent that from happening. And as indicated, we will be having our presentation next week on Wednesday, March 4th at 1 o'clock in the Howard Room, which is upstairs of the Blue Hill Public Library. We are also going to be providing this presentation virtually, so if you can't make it in person, you can attend by Zoom. We do need you to register through the library. Susie, do you want to talk about our special FBI special agent who's going to be joining us?
We have an FBI agent that's coming that specializes in older fraud information. So she will also be talking with and recognizing, preventing, and reporting fraud and helping us to understand how older adults are targeted.
Also, we're going to have a woman who is going to be in attendance and talk about a significant loss she and her family experienced financially. So we appreciate her coming out and sharing how her safety was there was so much loss around, not only monetary loss, but also her sense of safety as well. And we appreciate her sharing her, being vulnerable with us in that regard.
I'm sure that will not be an easy thing for her to talk about, but it's great that she's going to be telling that story. Coming up in just a moment, we'd like to ask you about some of the most common scams and frauds, because I keep getting these invitations via text and email, and I can recognize right away what it is, so I do nothing. But maybe we can talk about some of those, because it's really prevalent. It doesn't seem to be going away. And what should people be on the lookout for? That's coming up with Lori and Susie on Star 97.7.
Me today.
He's Paul. I'm Mike, and we got special guests in the studio, this time from Healthy Peninsula. We've got Lori Johnson and Susie Nutt Brown, and they've got a special event planned for 1 week from tomorrow. That'll be Wednesday, March 4th, Blue Hill Public Library, 1 p.m. People can attend in person or virtually via Zoom, and it's all about spotting fraud, stopping fraud. Special Agent Jennifer Misick will be there from the Department of Justice. Also, someone whose family were sadly victims of fraud. They're going to tell their story. Ladies, we wanted to find out, what are some of the most common scams that are out there that people have been falling for?
So I'm sure a lot of our listeners have received text messages about overdue parking tickets or parking.
Oh, you mentioned the tolls.
Tolls.
I didn't pay my toll thing. Right. I get so many of those toll things all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So we want to our attendees to hear about the different ways that people can be victimized over text messaging, as well as romance scams. And Susie's going to talk a little bit about the romance scams, such as pig butchering.
Pig butchering?
Yes.
What is that?
It's real. What? Yes, it's where it's either you find they find the victim through a dating app, and it's usually older adults, and it could be through texting or a dating app, and they get connected and they establish a relationship, and then they get the victim to give large sums of money, And as a result, by this time, the victim is really involved with the person on the other end and thinks it's a real romance.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, it's a lot of money lost, and it's everybody's at loss because the victim feels horrible.
Well, that's it. It's they've lost all the money, and then they're going through emotions because the victim feels like you're trying to stop a legitimate relationship.
Exactly.
That's horrible.
Exactly, and that's the same thing when we get these texts, which we all get the texts every day. If we're having a bad day and we see a text and we're like, wait a minute, maybe I didn't do this, and we click on it, and then it starts the ball rolling for the scammer to make a connection with you. And all it takes is one time, and then you'll get a text 2 days later, and you'll be like, okay, maybe this is real.
It is real. Yeah. And Mike nailed it. As much as we want to tell them off, when you get those texts, the best thing to do is nothing. You delete it. Yeah. Don't answer, because if you answer, you're opening up another door.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is a business. These people are operating a real business.
Yeah, it's
and
sad.
Drawing people in. They build their trust, and then they prey on their fear and isolate people. And so we really, really want you all to come out next Wednesday. And we are asking people to register by calling the Blue Hill Library at 374-5515 or visiting their website at bhpl.net to register for this.
Thank you, ladies. A lot of great info this morning.
Thank you.
We'll continue to spread the word about event between now and next Wednesday, March 4th at 1 p.m. at the Blue Hill Public Library. Lori and Susie, thanks for coming in today. Stop in again.
Thank you so much for having us from Healthy Peninsula.
Yes, it's 8:30 with Star 97.7.